So Wayne, what today is another fine day here in Minnesota. The sun's shining, and the Twins will be taking on the. Who are the Twins taking on? They're going to take on the Orioles, aren't they?
Yeah, they play the Orioles tonight.
My memory's getting bad here, but anyway, let's talk about. Your times in baseball and talk a little bit about how the game's changed and how it's impacted what your memories are of the old disabled list that they now call the injured list.
Well, back in 1952, you know, I was young, 12 years old. We had a trainer, but he didn't have a room to rub people down, and we didn't have the cream regime, but that's the hot stuff you rub the arm down. After they pitch, they get a little rubbing alcohol, not drinking alcohol, but rubbing alcohol. And then if they're in a hurry, which they ain't never in a hurry, but they go in the shower and let the hot water, you know, rub, you know, go in the pitcher's arm. The ones that pitch that night, you know, that night, and they usually go, not all the time, but we never had a relief pitcher, and if they get bombed, they just bring in one of the starters. They had about nine pitchers, and they pitch the report day, and you when the guy's, you know, not tired, but when he gets lit up, you know, 4, 5, 6, they bring in a starter who's a reliever, you know. Monkey pitcher, maybe he might not get in, but no more two innings. I mean, we had good pitchers back then. Not just us; everybody was that way. The pitchers do get hit pretty good, but they just manage to survive. The managers just didn't take them out every time they give up a base hit. I mean, we didn't know what the earned run average was like if you got now. I know they keep up with the hits and stuff like that, but you know when it comes to taking the pitch out, the manager always knows when they're tired. They don't go by pitch count. They just go by, you know, how you doing on the mound, you know, stuff like that. If they get roughed up, then they take them out, but they don't take it. Ain't a relief pitch. It's one of the starters. And people would know why now. Well, that's what it was in baseball. We didn't have a relief pitcher. We had a starter, and if he gets hit, you bring in another starter, even though it might be the 7th, 8th. Nobody knows how many innings. They went 9 innings, but it wasn't like that. I mean, the manager knows when he's either tired and not tired, just it's time to take this guy out and drink somebody else in.
Mm-hmm.
And that went, for me, at least, I was in Mobile from 1952 as a bat boy to work in the clubhouse until the league broke up in 1961. And then there was no relief pitchers, but that's what it was. And I won't say the only, in all the years as a bat boy and clubhouse man, we never had anybody like break a leg or break, you know, Tommy John surgery. And when you pitch, you don't come back in the clubhouse and say, well, my arm's sore. You don't have that, you know, back in 20 years, from 1952 to 72 at least. We never had nobody, even in Minnesota. When I joined Minnesota in 1963, we never had a relief pitcher. We never had more than 9 pitchers, as I say. It changed going back to 11 or 12 in the 1990s, maybe late 1990s, you know. And that's when we started getting Aguilera's and Joe Namath. I think Joe and Aggie came in the late 1990s, or maybe even 2000.
And Jeff Reardon was big back then.
I like that, But they didn't count, I mean, they use them when they had to. They weren't relief pitchers, I don't know what the pitch color. Call down and go pinch, they get this guy, could be a starter, they really didn't. Right now he's considered a relief pitcher, but in them days, it's just who's available. You know, hey, they don't count. I've had pitchers back when I was in Charlotte. That didn't go any quickly. Relief pitcher, he pitched him. He pitched it. I've 140 games, he had to get in at least 90 of them. I used to tell him, you got to be tired. They need me. They need me. I'm not be tired, but I'm good for one inning. I'm good for two innings. I'm good for three innings. Just bring me in. I said, just don't dress out. He said, Wayne, they might need me tonight. They might need me. And in those days, we don't count his records. It's just he gets in the game. And now they come up with a stiffness. You know, I can't pitch today. I can't pitch this. But after three straight games, I can't pitch the fourth day. They can't. On TV, they'll say, we can't use this guy, we can't use that guy because they pitched the last 3 days. They got to take the fourth day off. It's like, I don't need nobody dressed out. They can't use them. Must be just in the stands. But that's how much it changed. And like I say, the reason why guys get in the day disabled is not that they're hurt. But if they got a sprained ankle, in my days, in the 50s, or 60s, or 70s, 80s, we take them off. Now they're worrying about, well, lawsuits and stuff like that. Oh, I can't play. And they play them. They sue us for, you know, a lot of money, and they worrying about this. So precaution, we call it precautionary, you know. If a guy has time, I don't know why, they got Tommy John surgery, because I've been many a doctors back in the 50s and 60s, when I got old enough to really talk to doctors. And they said, pitchers these days do not like doctors and lawyers and bankers. Their arms are thrown differently than anybody else. And they don't know the difference in soreness, tiredness, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, first thing the doctors do now, if you got a little nerve in the arms, oh, we got a cut on. You can't pitch for 2 years or something like that. But that is, I mean, you've got a sprained ankle. Instead of going in there and maybe miss that day, that's what we got, whirlpool, you ice it down, and the next day you put in the whirlpool, and then you may miss 2 games, but not 2 weeks. And then they start taking it up, and, you know, the guys go out and loosen up. They say, yeah, they feel good, or even a pull muscle. If the guy pulls a muscle going in the second, they bring him out, and as soon as the trainers pick them up, they say, well, we got to put them on disabled list. These trainers, and nothing against the trainers, they go by what's a full muscle, and they not how to get it done, you know, to get it well. They just say, come on in, and we go swimming in the swim pool, but we'll put you on disabled list. Even though you might be well in 3 days, once you go on disabled list, it's 7 or 10 days now. And then, like I say, as soon as they get pulled out of the game, we're on the phone call in Rochester or Pensacola. We got to have this guy picked for the Monday night's game. Instead of waiting at 24, we got 25 guys. If this guy can't play tomorrow, well, at least we get backup guys. I suppose we got backup guys. We got 4 outfielders, 5 infielders. We got 3 catchers. One can play all positions. If they can't miss one day, you know, stuff, making up your mind is, should this guy go on disabled list? Let's wait for the next day before we can make a... Once you get on disabled list, you can't take them off.
Right.
So, and that's how much... It ain't just the Swedes. It could be anybody. Look at the Yankees. They got 13 guys on disabled list now. Found out. Two or three, maybe four, might be injuries from last year or 2 years. Who knows? By that time, you know, you're shaking up the whole one. You got to bring up some guy in AAA. Then you got to bring some guy in AA to AAA. Then you got to bring some guy in. And you can't just jump on a plane. You know, plane don't fly 24/7. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And before you put a guy on disabled, let's look what the eye feels the next day, you know, when you slide in and have a sprained ankle. Sure, it's going to hurt. First thing you do is put ice on it, and then the next day you evaluate him. You can't evaluate your guy as soon as you bring him in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got the difference in a bad arm or tired arm or whatever you got, sometimes you can take it out of the game. Oh, it hurts. That's because the night you pitch, you give up 5 runs. And then they have some kind of excuse. Oh, my arm is tired or it's hurt or whatever it is. And as soon as you bring him in, next day, they get a picture up. Hey, who are you? Oh, they just call me up. We didn't even evaluate some of these pitching, all the pitching, you know, when they get bombed. Instead of saying, well, you're pitching in 4 days, by that time you ought to be okay. But they put the guy on disabled list, they don't know what's wrong with him. They don't know if it's Tommy John surgery or not, because the doctor's only in there unless you get hit by a pitch ball or something. They go home before, you don't see real doctors after the game unless somebody breaks a leg or something, you know.
Yeah.
But then by that time you got another pitch. First thing they say is the disabled list. That means you got to call up somebody from the says, this might be 10 o'clock at night, and there ain't too many planes flying from Manchester in Minnesota. And then when they do come in, I say, what time are you playing this one? 5 o'clock. Oh, you ain't slept. That's right. How'd you know? And then he might not get in the game. You know, it's what it is, you know. If you got 11 pitchers, you can't use three of them. They use three pitchers anyway. Bring in your fourth pitcher. You might pitch the one inning that day. Well, bring him in the next day. Or the next day, you know. If they get the pitch count. But here it comes when you say, you threw 10 pitches. I said, well, if you let me just warm up. Why can't he pitch the next day? Well, we don't want to hurt his arm. Well, how can you hurt? Well, you can hurt your arm by throwing one pitch. Is it yes, you know.
Yep, that's a fact.
But I mean, they bring in these computer whiz who can tell these guys how to hit, and they put a piece of paper on the locker and say, well, this is the way you hit, or this is the way you pitch. Or you can have a meeting and say, well, this guy can't hit a curveball, or this guy can't hit a fastball. And when they go out to pitch, they do the opposite of what you tell them. If you can't hit a curveball, you throw them a curveball.
Yeah.
If you can't hit a fastball, you throw them a fastball. But these pitchers, they know by the time they get to Triple A and big leagues on how to pitch. That's why they have meetings. They have a meeting every night. It's when the team's in. You know, if they're playing a 4-game series. They have the four pitchers who's pitching the same series, and they have a meeting. A computer can't tell you how to pitch these guys, because when these guys want to pitch, they might be pitching against the Red Sox. You know, we might not see them guys.
Yep, yeah. See where you're going with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, nothing against disabled, but these guys, when they get a sprained ankle, as soon as they get in, they're on the disabled list before you even know how they feel the next day. You know, you've been around. If you hurt your knee, and then you go in there, oh, he's on the disabled list. Next day you come in, how you feel? I feel okay now. I said, well, it's too bad. You can't come up with disabled list. You got to spend 9 days, you know. And if you're the commissioner, or who's ever in charge, if they say, well, we'll react, we set it back 4 days, so you won't have to miss them 3 days. But a real commissioner, a real person, wants everything in writing. As soon as you heard, you better send everything, you know, to the commissioner. You can't do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. If you got a headache, oh, we put this guy on a 10-day disability because he got a headache. Well, they make aspirins. That's why we got 150 different kind of aspirins, you know. And I've had blood pressure turn that way, and I got a stomach ache. So we stretched. Then they come back and like, I feel better now. Like, then we put them on this, another list. Then they come back to me. It's like, oh, he's coming back. I still got that stomach ache. I said, make up your mind. What time I got to? Listen, you can't either play or you can't play. They got medicine to take care of this. I mean, they got Pepto-Bismol. They got this. They got that. I mean, we got a regular hospital in the clubhouse.
Yep. Things have changed.
But nobody ever gets well. I mean, I can't help it. We had a guy with Tommy John surgery, and all he did was come in and throw on the side, and we don't know. Nobody knows until you pitch in the game. You know. They always say, well, it takes 2 years to get it well. Well, why is he hanging around? Let him go down to the minor leagues and let them take care of the Baltimore wounded.
Yeah, well, I think they look at it that, you know, they got better facilities in the big leagues and better doctors than the minor leaguers get.
We got no better doctors. I've seen the same doctor for, I had cancer. I was well in 2 days. I didn't have no doctor tell me how you feel. I said, gee, but Eddie, all they do is come in and eat dinner. They come in at 6:15 at night, and they go home at 7:30. Unless somebody gets hurt, you know.
Yeah.
They sit up in the stands. And they got the same kind of machines they had, but the only thing different, they got more of these machines that makes you stronger. I don't care how strong these guys are, these machines, you know. Instead of running on the field, you got the bicycle, you ride the bicycle. Oh, gee, man, if you got a poor muscle, use a whirlpool.
Mm-hmm.
I never see anybody in a whirlpool. I mean, hell, I don't even know where the whirlpool is. All we got is swimming pools. We got three swimming pools, and I ain't seen what you call a whirlpool that we had back in the 1560s. But I get more of these people. I had to ask them when they, how come they use like fast recovery? Fast recovery. I said, what do you mean fast? And then they come up with another excuse. I had three different excuses why they put ice on arms. You can't fast recovery. Well, you only go to pitch every fourth day anyway. Right? If you pitch Monday, you ain't going to pitch again Thursday. You ain't gonna, so you have to have Tuesday pitch 8-5 more innings or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what... They don't know what I mean. None against them. I know these trainers. I mean, they don't have to tell me. It wasn't for computers. We don't need a trainer. All that they look in there and you look up sprained ankles. They look up on the computer, well, a sprained ankle is when this and that, and this. And if you got a stiff arm, you're looking at, you might be tired or something like that. I mean, I don't want to hear that. I mean, and all I do is hear these trainers. The head trainer goes in the coach and the manager, well, this guy ain't ready yet. We don't know. When's he going to be ready? Well, day by day. I said, even anyway, I've got 180 days left to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you see what I mean? When you've been in this game as long as I have, and I know that if they hear me, you know, saying this and that, I'm not stupid. I mean, I've seen ball players from, if you got a get hit by a pitch ball on the shoulder, how can you get hurt by a ball hit 100 miles an hour or 80 miles an hour? They know how to get away from the ball. Sometimes some of these hitters, well, not nowadays, but back in the old days, I don't mean way back in the, I mean even the 80s, they got ball players that love to get hit. That was just take out their arm out just to get hit by pitch ball because they got all this stuff now you put on your arm, some kind of wristband, or you can get hit in the head. They even got helmets. You get hit in the head, they're okay, they just shake it up and run the first thing. Now you get in the head. Oh, we got to think about it. He might have a concussion. What the hell is a concussion? They had concussion in the 1960s. Since baseball hasn't been in 1965, catchers got hit in the head. You name me a catcher ain't got hit in the head, I'll show you a man who ain't should be catching. I'm just telling like it is. I mean, people might call me and say, "Wait, you criticize it." Well, if it hurts, it hurts. If it's truthful, it sets you free.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, you can come in that clubhouse today. If a guy's got a sprained ankle, he'll go back there. He's still in the training room doing nothing. You know, they'll massage the ankle, but that's it. I mean, he ain't gonna play that night anyway. You know, I ain't seen nobody sprained an ankle and ready to go in 2 days. They should be, but that's the way they make. They're scared of the lawsuits. I don't know who the judge of this lawsuit. You shouldn't give these guys $200 million if they weren't by getting hurt. They ought to stay home and get a real job.
Yeah, that's a lot
everybody
different.
Everybody always criticized, and I ain't gonna name them names, getting $150 million or $200 million or $250 million or $300 million a month. Hey, we've been. None of these ballplayers are holding the gun to these owners. Well, tell them to say, hey, if you don't like it, hit the road, Jack. And if they have a meeting with the labor union or whatever they call that union, say, hey, check the record. If this guy's hitting $200 million, why should he be making $300 million? If a pitcher only pitches 5-6 innings, he's going to get $200 million for 3 years. And you say, look at his record. Oh, he's a 500 pitcher. Well, you don't give a guy who's 500 pitcher $200 million for 5 years. You don't know if he's going to have a Tommy John surgery the next year.
Yeah, you never know with any pitcher.
Yeah, that's what I say. I know the player wants to, contract to run 4 or 5 years. But the owners shouldn't have to sit down and say, oh, we might lose this guy in 3 years. They don't worry about him getting hurt. They just worry about make sure he don't play out his option 3 years from now.
Yeah. Yep.
That's one thing I like about Calvary. If you don't win, if you don't like this contract, send it back. Whenever you decide to sign it, then you can play. And when you get hungry at home, you'll sign it.
Yeah, those were different days.
And then I keep telling them the game's changed. It hasn't. It ain't changed. It's between the white lines. You don't need four outfielders. You don't need to shift. I don't know what to shift. A good hitter, when he comes to play, he knocks the mud out of his shoes. All you got to do is find out what, and they don't move over there. They move as soon as the guy gets in the batter's box. Well, you can take the first pitch. Joe always took the first pitch. Then he always looks to find out where the infield is. And most of the time, he'll hit the ball where the shortstop, is over at second base. Well, now they just keep popping up the second baseman or hit the ball to the second base. We didn't have a shift 100 years ago, and just because some computer said, hey, they got a shift on that. Well, they don't know it because they don't go out there to the hitter. Every pitch is in the shift zone. You ought to be smart enough to figure out what's going on in baseball.
That's a fact.
And I wasn't being mean. I'm just saying how it is.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. So, the Twins are going to be taking on Baltimore this evening. Twins are playing pretty good baseball. They're 13-9. They got a two-game 13-9, and they got a two-game lead over Cleveland and the Tigers.
Right, but still early yet. I always hear the same old thing. Well, if you're losing, it's still early. But if you're winning, it ain't too early. You know what I mean? Dr. Fernandez, we lost what last 2 years? We lost like. When we opened the season, maybe not last year, but a couple of years we opened up in Baltimore and lose all 5 games, and I say, look, here we go again. Well, Wayne, it's still earlier. Morrison going 0-10. Oh, it's still earlier. And then when he got hurt in August, he was hitting 198. I tell you, it was too late for him. I know it's late. But you only got 10 more games to play.
Yeah.
When is it too early or too late, whatever you call it? Still late, or whatever that means. You know what I mean?
Well, everybody has a different opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, but them guys up in upstairs, not what they got now, but Terry Ryan knows what's going on there. Jim Rance, when he retires, well, it's still too early. It's still too early. When is it too early? Once you get, I know you can be 0-10 and win the pennant, but sometimes when you kept moving these guys around and they missed two games, and I still don't know. It's good. They would. In the last 2 days, did they move anybody up or down or anything happen? I know we didn't play, but y'all said, well, we need the pitching, but we didn't play. Did we send them guys back? I mean,
yeah, they sent Cole Stewart back, but
that's only one.
I'm sorry?
That's stupid, but bring him up, and they said, well, like you said, that's why we need a pitcher. Well, gee, man, they got 11 pitchers. You know, use one of them relief pitchers as starters. That's what they wanted anybody, didn't they? When basically when Tampa didn't have no good start, they made the relief pitcher pitch a person one or two innings if they get that part.
They,
what happened to that route?
Well, they, you know, some teams still use that.
Too early. I know it's early, but I don't know if anybody's used that.
I think Tampa has used it a couple times.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Well,
But the Twins haven't, and I don't know, Oakland was using it last year. I don't know if they've used it much this year or not. The Twins will...
I mean, they use it for an experiment. I mean, you know, when the season starts, there's no experiment. Mm-hmm. Trying the minor leagues, then if it don't work, you do something different, but you don't do in the middle of the season, say, hey, let's start doing this, or let's have a shift come. Yeah, it don't work. It might work 80% of the time, but what about the other 20%?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Smart ball players knows how to bunt. Of course, nobody knows how to bunt. Like I say, when the second baseman's got all them people over there and you got no shortstop, and third baseman's got to play third and short, all you got to do is drop the ball down and run it out, right?
Yep.
But they ain't smart. I mean, they're the dumbest ball players in the world. But all these computers, they watch this TV and computer, whatever you call it. If they're that smart, why don't they tell these guys about us how to do it, you know? But if they don't.
Yeah, tonight the Twins are going to have Martin Perez going for them against that Cobb for the Orioles, and he has an earned run average of 11.88, so the Twins hitters should be able to hit him.
Some games, yeah, you're right, I agree. There's only about five teams in the Major League. There's only five, six teams got real good pitching. Baltimore ain't one of them.
No, they're not.